In many rural areas of Virginia, natural springs supply lucky landowners with drinking water in seemingly endless supply. But karst protection specialist Will Orndorff says it's not that simple.
People always have this attitude that springs are this magic gift to humankind that's just an open faucet to an infinite water supply, and that's just not the case.
If climate change brings more frequent storms and hotter summers, as predicted in models for the region, he says, water resources are going to change.
One of the things we anticipate as a result of climate change is that aquifer levels will be decreased.
Seems counterintuitive that more rain would deplete aquifers, but because warmer temperatures would extend the growing season, plants will take up more water. That means less water reaching the underground karst.
The net effect's going to be less water makes it to the cave, ergo less water makes it to the aquifer. So over time, we expect the rivers and streams and wells that are supported by infiltration of water into karst is probably going to be decreased as a result of climate change.
Thanks to the karst formation, caves are abundant in Virginia.
Here we are, we're actually in the bottom of a sinkhole. This particular sinkhole is formed by the collapse of a cave. And we're going to go into the cave in a minute.
Orndorff explains that when you see a sinkhole, you can be pretty sure there's a cave below.
Hey, just watch, there's a hole here, so you want to kind of keep your butt up there and your feet over here. If you don't want to slip down the hole.
Definitely not.
There we go.
Wow, thanks for pointing that out.
Sure.
After a lot of crouching and shimmying over gray-green mud with rocks blocking our way, we find ourselves in a large underground space with streams flowing throughout the cave. When you shine a light, you see small pebbles shimmering in the shallow water like a granite countertop. The karst terrain is fragile and changeable, the limestone and dolomite having been eroded by water since at least the Ice Age, leaving holes and cutouts in the rock. Orndorff calls it the Swiss cheese.
So Swiss cheese isn't just cheese and it's not just holes, right? It's the cheese with the holes. So that's what karst is. It's a landform top. Like a desert's not a mineral, a desert's not a rock, a desert is a landform. This room we're in right here, if you look at the wall in front of us, if we had a time machine and I was to be able to take you back here 10 years ago, you'd see about 600 little brown bats. All in clusters up on the wall in front of you.
Millions of bats in this country have died due to white nose syndrome.
The bright spot of all that is that we don't have evidence that any of these bats have gone extinct yet. And here and there, we have populations that seem to be stable or increasing. But this cave has had nearly a 100% reduction in the number of bats.
There's a meter on the cave wall to check for bat activity. It's required for the Mountain Valley Natural Gas Pipeline that snakes through this area. Orndorff says the pipeline company has been careful to protect caves like this, in one case changing a proposed route over the Mount Tabor sinkhole area.
They're very cooperative. When there was a hole in the pipeline trench that was losing water into the ground, I didn't find out about that because I went out there. I found out about it because it was reported to me by people working for MVP.
Orndorff worries that the current halt to pipeline construction is not helping water quality because everything downstream will be affected by what happens above.
I mean, it gets kind of philosophical,
yes.
but I think from the perspective of how we interact with the natural landscape, my opinion is minimal perturbation of the natural landscape should be the goal.
If we were to lose our light down here in this cave, we wouldn't be able to see our hands in front of our face.
I don't think I've ever seen anything this dark.
But with the help of a seasoned guide who knows what he's doing, we easily make it back up to find a pristine winter white landscape as the sun begins to set. In Montgomery County, I'm Robbie Harris.